Young claiming driver Abby Turnbull had a very special night on Friday night. She's only had a handful of drives and she was able to steer home her first winner with Modern LeBron winning the first race at Shepparton. Abby, thanks for joining us and congratulations on the win.
Hey, Nadia. Yeah, thank you so much for that. It was pretty special.
I bet it was. Look, you've had a long history in harness racing at your young age. Of course, your family have been very heavily involved, and I suppose you're around horses virtually from day one of your life.
Yeah, that's right. But it's really good. I'm loving it. So, yeah.
How many drives have you had now?
I've had 5 now. Modern LeBron was my 4th.
Okay, so just take us through how you've got involved in learning how to drive. Obviously, you were sort of with horses as a kid, but that period in which you decided that you might like to take out your licence, you obviously spent a bit of time at the trials?
Yeah, definitely. So I was sort of born into the harness racing game, but and I've been riding ever since I was little. But just helping Dad out at home and Mum, I grew to love it. And I got my trial license and I've had that for a little while. I did my trials and, I grew a stronger passion for the sport.
How do you find driving in races? Like, just by looking at it, it can be rather daunting and it must be a lot of pressure there, in particular only having had a couple of drives, just the way that a lot of these races are run.
I get a bit nervous before the start, a bit nervous and excited, but as soon as you sort of get out there, it just sort of reality kicks in and whatever happens, happens. But, yeah, no, it's good.
And just going at the speed in a race, you would have to have noticed a massive difference in driving in a race to the experience that you have had just driving a bit of work and in the trials.
Yeah, definitely. No one lets you in a race and it's game on, but, no, it's good, it's good.
Exactly, and for you to get the opportunity just to drive Modern LeBron the other night. Look, he was expected to win. He was a short prize favourite, but you had a bit of pressure on him, particularly from where you drew.
Yeah, there was a little bit, but Mark and Lisa were great. They didn't put any pressure on me whatsoever. They just said, whatever happens, happens. He's been going pretty well, and yeah, so that was confidence boosting and sort of settled my nerves a little bit, but yeah, no, it was a great opportunity to be able to drive a horse like that.
Mm, and as we know, look, Craig Turnbull's your dad, and of course your grandfather's the famous A.D. Turnbull, who we know that he's had so much success. So the family has been involved in harness racing in all of their life. When can you remember the first time that you got behind one? Like, you obviously had a bit as a kid where I'm sure Dad sort of popped you on his lap and sort of bowled around the track a bit.
Yeah, I've been told a few stories where I used to hop on Dad's lap and go around the track. So, yeah, it started from a very young age. So, yeah.
And you spent some time riding, you said. You sort of got involved in a bit of an equestrian.
Yeah, I've been riding horses, God, ever since I can remember. But, so I've been involved for a little while now.
When did you decide that you might like just to have a shot at driving? Was there a point in your life that you sort of thought, look, I might just give this a go?
Yeah, definitely. I think on a Saturday morning when I'd go up and ride and there'd be an opportunity to have a little drive on a quiet one, I'd jump on, and that's sort of when I decided, yeah, I want to give this a crack. It feels pretty cool. So.
Exactly. Well, it's a nice little part-time hobby to have. Of course, you're still at school?
Yeah, I completed my last year of school this year, year 12, so, yeah.
And long term, what have you got set in mind as a career path?
Well, I'd love to do the horses and hopefully have a go at training one day, but I'm also interested in osteopathy, so, yeah, hopefully I can get the marks and get in to study that at RMIT, so.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, that'll be a sort of a good career path and also a backbone to have, because as you'd be aware, like, you know, training's not an easy game. It's a lot of long hours.
Yeah, no, that's right. So, yeah.
And I'm sure Mum and Dad were pretty proud of you the other night too.
Yeah, no, they were great. They've been the best, always sitting down with me, helping me do my form and encouraging me and putting up with my thousands of questions I have before a race, so... Yeah, no, they were pretty proud.
And what about yourself? Do you like sort of driving the trotters or the pacers better?
Well, I've only had a couple of drives on the trotters, but at the moment I'm loving the paces.
And what about your this week? Have you got any drives this week we can keep an eye on?
Yeah, I've actually got a drive at Bendigo tomorrow night, so...
Okay, we'll have to keep an eye on that, Abs. Well, thank you for your time, and congratulations on your win the other night. Of course, all of your cousins, they've probably got a couple of wins up on you already.
Yeah, the cousins are going pretty well.
Exactly. Yeah. But they're older than you, that's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but they've been pretty good encouraging me. Yeah.
I bet they have. Abs, thanks for that, and good luck tomorrow night too.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
That's all right. There's Abby Turnbull. Of course, she's only had a handful of drives. Comes from the famous Turnbull family. Of course, sort of located there at Bathurst in New South Wales. And I suppose it had to happen where she ended up getting her licence and...